Hi.
Jesus, we got cut off, huh?
Hello, yes, ma'am. I am so sorry about that. Yes, I was just calling you back. I couldn't hear you on the line anymore. I do apologize for that. And I do
Oh,
just have
don't
to
worry.
state that this is Lindsay from Archtop, just calling you back.
Yes, okay.
Okay, yes.
Lisa,
Okay,
I'm
thank
going
you
to
so
put up my
much.
crystal.
Okay, yes. And then let me see here. We were just doing the credit check part. And then because we did begin a new call, I do just have to ask, may you state your first and last name, please?
Yes, Lynn Shabbat.
Okay, thank you. And then what is your home address?
That's 10 President's Place, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, thank you so much. And then the only other information I needed for the credit check here was your Social Security number. May I have that, please?
Yes, 11042-9627.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Let me go ahead and just run this check here. It should only take a moment.
Okay.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. So there's no deposit required today. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so I'll go ahead and just add this in here. Hold on one moment.
I'm looking for one of my checkbooks where I want you to take it out.
Oh no, yes. And then for this, Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. And would you like to sign up for that?
Yes, we will.
Okay,
I
yes.
have everything automatic. Got to keep that good credit.
Oh no, yes.
So you don't
Yes.
forget. Oh gosh, you don't forget. I'm trying to find my Roundup Savings Bank. I should have had that ready. This could be it. Okay, that thing could be it. Hold on one second. I have to put the phone down for a minute.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, no, that's. Oh, don't want that one. Credit union one. Should know the numbers by heart, but I don't.
Oh no.
But I know I've got it written down someplace, all those numbers. Let me just see where I have it. I have so much stuff on this dining room table. I don't know how to say anything. Oh yeah, here's one. There's a canceled check from my husband's golf league. Okay. But you'll need all the routing number and all that, right?
Yes, just the routing and the account number, and whenever you're ready with the routing number.
Okay, so it's 22197-1086.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat that number to confirm?
22197-1086.
Okay, thank you. And now the account number.
That is 0601-023-101.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat that to confirm?
Surely. 0601-023-101.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And then what is the name on the account?
And that is both of our names, Stephen Shabbat, Stephen L. Shabbat, Lynn Shabbat.
Okay, let me see
A
here.
joint account.
Okay. Okay, let me see here. Hold on one moment. And so the name as it appears on the account, would that be Stephen L. and Lynn Shabbat?
That's right. Stephen L. is in Lee. I don't know why he put his middle name when we opened that account, but it's a joint account, both of us. So Stephen and then L for Lee, middle name, and then Shabbat, and then just my Lynn Shabbat. I didn't use my middle name.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Okay, let me see here. Okay, let me see here. It won't let me fit both last names together, so I'm just writing it down as Stephen L. and Lynn Shabbat. Is that okay?
Yes, however,
Okay, yes.
it's okay for you that you'll take the money out.
Okay, thank you. And then is this a checking or
Any
savings
clip.
account?
That one's a checking account.
Okay, thank you. And then do you authorize ACH direct debit payments to Archtop Fiber?
Yes.
Okay. And then let me see. And would you also like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Only because that's where I pay the Spectrum one, so I might as well keep them. You know, I have two checking accounts that we use, but as soon use for the regular Spectrum, and as soon as you guys hooked up, I'm getting rid of the internet there. But then I'm also looking at, I don't know, we're getting a last thing was $316, and that's just as internet and the television. So I got to get rid of some of that. I said I got to, you know, they don't need all that. My daughter took it off the TV, the Spectrum TV. She just does all that Roku and streaming. You probably do too. You're young.
Oh no, I've heard of that. I don't have the Roku myself, but I have heard that it could be good if you do a lot of TV watching, which I really don't myself. I'm lucky.
Right.
Yeah, we just
have you know, a couple things on. That's why we got all this stuff. We don't need all these channels. I mean, I like to watch Fox News, and my husband, you know, and I'll go to CNN. I used to go back and forth, but then my husband likes, you know, when the Yankees are on, the Yes Channel for the Yankees or the football. But the only thing, he'll download, he has the DVR, he'll download, like, if we have HBO, so he'll download, you know, record movies, or, you know, on a Friday night, we like to watch a movie together. So, but that's really it, so I can really get rid of it. Thousands of channels.
Right.
Time, so I'm going to save this call then, I guess, tomorrow. But, you know, I'm going to downsize that for sure. You know, we got three receivers, my son's room. He's not here anymore. He's married, living in Manhattan. And we have one, you know, we don't really need all those things.
Oh, yeah. And I'm lucky, too. I'm lucky, too, that I don't have all those services and everything.
Yeah, you know, the like if you get one of those Amazon sticks, you know, that whatever.
I've heard of those.
$19.99. I got my brother because my brother had, anyway, he had a lot of problems. But anyway, but I bought him a Galaxy Tab. And he's like, even to this day, this was about 2 years ago, but oh man, that's been so good. I can do all my things and blah, blah. But anyway, but he has, so I gave him one of those Amazon sticks. My sister gave him a TV she wasn't using, but it had HDMI. So you just stick that in there, and then you get Amazon Prime, and you can actually, you know, you can go to, say, like HBO, but then you might have to pay. But sometimes they'll give you 7 days free if there's a particular show you want to watch or you want to binge a show.
Oh, no, yeah.
TV show. You can really just sign up for the 7 days free and cancel. But, yeah, you can watch, you know, like, say, Game of Thrones, we watch one after another. You know what I mean? Two a night.
Oh, no. And it's speed watching.
So, you know, it's a good idea. And Roku is also, you can get a Roku television, but you can also just get the stick. Because that's what I did, you know, I mean, outside we have a little TV. And you stick that in there and you get the Roku, the channel, you know, the news channels and different TV shows. And you don't pay anything more. You pay that initial whatever. Ours was only $19.99 when we bought it, so.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
The stick that goes in there. But so I don't know if it's worth it for you, but there's my thought.
Yeah.
For you.
No, I'll remember that. Yeah. Yeah, the Amazon, because I already have an Amazon account myself, I know. That's just for shipping and stuff.
Right.
But yeah.
Right. And the Amazon, if you do Amazon Prime, you know, for the, you know, the free shipping and all that. I don't know if they do Amazon Prime. But they're getting expensive. It used to be only $99. Now it's up to whatever it went up to, $120. I think it used to be $80 when they started. It did go up. But yet they have all that. You can have all those, you know, so say if you had the Amazon Prime, you would get that with it on the TV. But you have to have the Amazon stick, I think. You have to have the Amazon
stick. Oh, yeah, I have to look into that.
You put that in, but then if you want to purchase something from Paramount Plus, they have all these streaming things. And then the pay goes through Amazon. So it comes on your Amazon bill then. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But anyway, so whatever.
Oh, no, yeah, I'll have to look into that, yeah, because I know I do get the Amazon Prime with what I have now. I just don't use it that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I did, especially during COVID. All the deliveries, and even Walmart deliveries around here too. So, you know, Walmart deliveries and the food. I still use them for the food because I don't feel like going out.
Oh, no.
My husband does the food shopping, but so now, what state are you from?
Oh, I'm here. I work remotely for Archtop Fiber. I'm in Alabama myself.
Alabama, okay.
Yes.
So this company is all over the United States, this fiber? So they're just growing?
Yes. For something like this, I know that they're only in that area right now for customers, yes.
Okay, because it does say even Archtop Fiber, 300 Enterprise Drive, Kingston, New York. That's a huge, you know, tech center, they call it now, but it used to be the IBM, so IBM pulled out on Kingston. But a lot of people got laid off. But they use their wherever. That's their considered their home base right now in Kingston. But
okay,
it's all over
yeah.
the country then. Okay.
Well, yeah, yes. Yes, and let me see here. We are almost done with the application here.
I know,
it's
I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not much more. Let me see here. The only question left is how did you hear about Archtop Fiber? Was it through the mail or a friend or like a radio ad?
No, it was really that guy that was out there looking at the poles, the engineer. I think he said it was an engineer for the company.
Okay.
And then he said that it'll be coming, you know, they're going to be doing this, could be, you know, this area would be probably top on the list. But he said, eventually you'll get something. But it came in the mail. One came, I would say, about a month and a half ago. And I just set it aside to work on. But then this one just came the other day, a second one. So we did get mailings, but it was from this gentleman. I can't think of what his name was.
Oh, no. That's okay. Yes, there was an option here for.
And he was cute if you're young.
Yes. Oh, no.
You would think he's cute. I don't know how old you are, but he was cute. I think he's cute, but I don't have my eye. I do that with a 16-year-old. So, he's cute when we're at the beach. We go once a year to the Outer Banks. And I said, he's cute. But, you know, they are so level-headed, and they work their lifeguards, and they do their thing, tree saga. And they just don't, you know, one boy, the one, only went out once to a movie with them. And the end of eighth grade, but then he said, love you, and that's it. She said, no. She broke up with him. But then the other one was a sophomore in high school, and this boy, he's like a high jump star, and they said he was even number one in the country at the high jump. And real nice kid, father's the head of the Human Rights Commission in Ulster County, and nice kid, and he plays football and track. And he gave her his jersey, and that. But it was only a matter of in school that they liked each other. But again, 3 weeks later, he said, "Love you," on a text. And she called him up. She said, "Joey, we need to go back to just being friends. They don't want to get tied down to anybody. They just like the way life is going right now.
Oh, no.
High honor rolls and all this stuff. One's taking college courses and." Yeah, but they're interested because they'll say, you should see this cute one, Grandma, because she knows I'm always saying that. But it doesn't matter if they didn't like boys and they were, you know, gay. I would love them just as much. But, you know, they're interested, but, you know, not enough to put a lot of time into it, I guess. So we're happy. They get good. One struggles, you know, she had to have extra help because her blood went into the other one and she didn't get all the oxygen, but she's the one that'll go in and sit down with the teacher ninth period, or she'll ask for help, and they just love her, the teachers, because she will come in, and she's given extra time for tests, and can go out of the room if it's, like, too distracting, but she doesn't do that anymore. She's in high school, but she does, and she can make friends easier, and then she played different sports when she went to cheerleading, but she's the one that can make friends easy and looks out for other people all the time. And that's what she had to get a recommendation for cheerleading captain. Nobody's been chosen yet, but she's only a junior. But two teachers that she has for algebra, they both wrote, oh my God, all this stuff. But we do have a lot of kids that, you know, that are not just the low income, but come from troubled families and have major problems. And She says, you know, she's one that keeps everybody up, and if somebody's going through a rough time, she's very supportive, and she lights up our classroom when she walks in. She's always got a smile on her face, but she's the one that didn't get as much blood and had to struggle. But now they're both taking driving lessons, and I'm more helping them, but she's the one that, it'll be a while yet, the whole perceptual thing, you know, saying this girl, yeah, so she's having more difficult, whereas Brooke, you know, she's a real brainiac, you know, but she's about ready in 2 weeks to take her test, but Aylin understands it, which is good, you know, they're so close, and she understands Brooke. She's, well, as long as Brooke gets it, then we'll both have it, and each save $4,000 from working towards a used car, so they got their heads together.
Right.
So I'm so proud of them.
Oh, that's nice. That's
and I think if they were going to get in trouble, it would be by now. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, yeah.
I would think by 16, you know.
Oh, no.
So anyway, but they're good kids. So, and you're probably good kids, too. You seem to be.
Oh, no. Thank you. Oh, no. Yeah, they might be over that danger area right now already.
The boys, you never know.
Oh, no. Yes. Let me see here. Okay, yes, I think that is actually, I think we were all done here. And then the only thing left, is there anything left that you would like to note for the install team? Anything they should be aware about on your property, like any buried wires or septic tanks or anything?
No, we don't have that, and we don't have dogs. You know, sometimes they like to know that if you have a dog in the house.
Oh, right, yes.
Or a pit bull or something. Not that pit bulls are bad, but no, there's really not, and it's not COVID. So, you know, they used to come in and want to know if you wanted them to wear the mask or the little booties and all that stuff. But
oh, no, yes.
You know, that's fine. So, anyway, no, I can't think of anything special.
Okay, yes. And then I did also add that comment that you would like, if possible, for the router to be installed downstairs.
Yes, if that's possible, because it really, I mean, that's our main TV. So you really want that to have the best, you know, the best, whatever you want to call it, the best
connection or something.
Not going in and out and all that. But, you know, we have one in our bedroom, but, you know, we just turn that on before I go to bed or something, with news or something. But, then there's the other one. My son's wife stay here when they come up. Manhattan's about an hour and a half, New York City, south of us. But her mother lives here, too, in Kingston, so they always stay over at her house, and the crib is there for the little ones now, and so that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just like my daughter is always with us, and not her mother was. So anyway,
oh, no.
She made it clear when the twins were born, oh, I can't take care of twins. No way. So anyway, but we've been blessed. We have such a good relationship with them. So anyway, okay, so yeah, nothing special I can think of.
Okay, yes, all right. So let me see, I'll go ahead and place this order here, and then let me see. Like I said, the service will not be able to be installed until October 25th, and so Archtop Fiber, mm-hmm. someone will call you to schedule that when it gets closer to that, and then you'll be able to pick out the day and the time once they call you. Yes.
Oh, okay, so I would pick, it doesn't won't necessarily be October 5th, we'll be down at a football game in Newburgh, but that'll be on at night, but yeah, so go tell us, and then I'll look at my make sure my husband and I are here. Okay.
Okay.
So that's
yes,
good.
And it could be any
okay.
date after that anyways. It doesn't have to be on the 25th. It could be any date after that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it could even be the 25th, really. So, of course, I'm sure they'd, well, unless they come at nighttime. So that's what I'd have to talk to him about that night.
Okay, yes, yes.
Good.
Let me see. And
okay.
So, you can go ahead and they'll call you when it does become available, and you can set that up with them. And then if you have any questions in the meantime, you can always call us back anytime.
Okay. And then I could ask them, what do you have to get it?
Oh, no.
Like that computer, we used to call it the computer room, but then my husband had knee surgery, knee replacement, so we moved the computer down here. And then all my bills and everything are in the dining room. We never moved back up here because they tend to throw stuff in there because I can shut that door and I don't have to look at it.
Oh, no.
My son's So anyway, so if the guy had to come, like, for spectrum stuff, I would have to make a little pathway for him to get at the one thing we're connected. But so he would tell me what he has to get at. He'll let me know what he has to get at.
Yes.
And then the toy room is my daughter's room, which are billions bins of toys, games, all that stuff that I had even from them. But someday we're going to just pass those all on and donate them. So we just have this time, time to do all that stuff. But the rest of the rooms are okay. You can get in all the other rooms. All right. Just as two rooms.
Okay,
so,
yes.
Anyway, okay, I'll let you go. And thank you. You must work out of the home then, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Well, you've been wonderful.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, and it was a joy to talk to you as well.
And what's your first name in case they send me one of these, you know, surveys?
Okay, yes.
Maybe they would know it was you.
That's okay. My name is Lindsay.
Lindsay. Okay.
Okay.
All
right. Well, thank you so much, and I hope you have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.